Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 387. I'm going to try to reach Connie now. Hello.
Hello.
I apologize. A little technical glitch. I went to go use Meerkat, and for some unknown reason, Meerkat just gave up the ghost. It just kept saying, having problems starting, all kinds of weird crap. I thought it was my phone, and I thought maybe that the fact is I was just about to start broadcasting on it, and I had a phone call come in, so I had to restart my phone, and it's a happy horseshit show out here today. Anyway, that story, one of that stories I sent you, I finally got a chance to look at it. That's from 2014. So we can just just garbage that one. I apologize. I didn't
actually read it. I saw it. I thought, okay, we'll be talking about it here in a few minutes. And
yeah, it turns out it's from 2014. It's like, bah.
So is it long show this Friday?
Short show. Tom is not available. He said he wasn't gonna be available. And I told him, I was like, not a worry, because it's a short show, so have fun. He said his thing was supposed to be apparently for next week, and it just hit this week instead. So, you know, these things happen.
Not a problem. It's my son's Alex's 21st birthday on Friday, so I'm just trying to figure out whether it was long or short, if I was on, so I know how to plan accordingly.
Yeah, you're definitely on.
So just get him drunk ahead of time, and then he won't care what I feed him, right?
Yeah, no. I don't care what you feed him.
No.
Somebody got on here on the Periscope and said, "You suck!" Probably because I named the show. I said, "Where are my clothes at?" And they're probably, it's like, "Oh, you're not a woman and not taking off your top." And they said, "Give up, you suck." Yeah, fuck you. I don't care. Go away. You don't like it? You don't have to be here, you douche nozzle. So, anyway. I do have
Wouldn't a more important, more prescient thing to have said, "Do you suck?"
Do you suck?
Not through a woman. Never mind.
Yeah, this guy is saying to off myself. Stark, why don't you off? Oh. Stark Hunt, go off yourself. Anyway, okay. I have some other stories here. I'll send you over Skype here. I did have one other one. I just came across. Oops, that's not the right button. Wow, these are really bad. Put a gun to your temple and pull the trigger. Wow, what a horrible human being you are.
Can we get out the ban hammer?
I don't know if I can ban somebody on this on Periscope here.
I was gonna say, Ann Coulter.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Looks like his name is actually Thomas Taylor. Hello, Thomas Taylor. You're the one that's calling me out or saying nasty shit. You're a horrible human being. Your audio is going all kinds of wonky there, Connie. It was like sending me Morse code.
Oh, you just did it too, actually.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, it's weird.
Okay. Pardon me. I'm sorry. I think I'm trying to, I don't know if it's the weather and mold or changing or whatever, but I'm kind of a little sniffly. Okay. Ann Coulter blames conservative atheists for the hashtag Never Trump movement.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand where she thinks that's even relevant. Why would that even be relevant? Why would that even be relevant?
Because they hate atheists. They
think
she's one of those, I think, who blames atheists for most of the things that are wrong. Or she sees or deems wrong.
Yeah.
It's just probably a flame war.
Yeah. But. Eric Coulter and Metaxas.
Yeah.
That must have been a difficult childbirth. Metaxas. Both supporters of Donald Trump are appalled that some of their fellow conservatives aren't getting behind the Republican nominee. Oh no, the Republicans won't all support our fucking golden boy here. Oh no. Why would some Republicans not love a man who lies constantly, brags about everything, has no respect for the Constitution, doesn't know what he's doing, and can't even bring himself to prepare for the debates? Because they're all atheists, that's why. Of course. What else reason would there be?
Because atheism.
Because of atheism, yeah.
Oh, maybe Satanism, or
it's
they're gay.
Yeah, they're either Satan or gay, that's what it is. Really?
Well, what gay man wants to imitate Trump, you know? Gay.
Well, that hair is just amazing, you know.
It defies gravity.
It does defy gravity, and it's
defying
just...
defying gravity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they want everybody to fall into goose step with them and their Hitler. You know, there we go. Argument at Hitler. They want to just throw a name calling. Okay. Argument at Hitler.
Yeah.
You just want everybody to group think with you.
Yeah.
You want them to jump on your bandwagon because we're all conservatives, so we should all vote the party line.
Yeah. Zip no. Mile. Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the old saying that Democrats supposedly fall in love, Republicans fall in line, and Republicans in this instance are just not falling in line.
It's
wow, this guy is really having himself a ball. He's like, you got ugly hair, ugly glasses, and ugly whatever. And it's like, wow. All he can do is throw ad hominems at me. He doesn't
I'm
even
say
this guy is really fucking bizarre.
Well, I make a joke that's off his meds, but I don't think
this guy is this guy is definitely off his meds. Yeah, anyway, no, yeah, that pig one, I looked at that's like from November 2014. I was like, oh, shit, that was too bad. It looked funny, too.
Speaking of George Will and Charles Murray,
mm-hmm.
Coulter argued that those men care more about opinions of other people than God.
Where,
and that's the problem.
Where does it say that?
I'm still reading the article.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not even seeing that. Or is that from where it's where the link from where it says because they're atheists?
Yes, it's just below that.
Okay.
Okay, and then
there
there's audio.
Yeah,
but
there's an audio.
But I think the rest of the thing is down here.
Yeah, I see that. That's where I was reading from at the bottom half there. So that's why I wasn't following you. I was all the way down at the bottom already. Yeah, this one is kind of, this is just stupidity.
Well, I kind of like it as at least an alternate for the second one.
Yeah. There is another one where it says, Christian zealot beheads teen for practicing witchcraft.
That's old.
Is it really old?
It was last year, I think. He must just be coming to trial, but I'm going to look.
That's from October. Yeah, it's from. It's almost literally 2 years old.
There is one next to it. Youth pastor gets mild 90-day jail sentence.
Yeah, I seen that one.
Is that another old one?
No, October 2nd. That one's relatively new. Youth pastor from Denver was sentenced to 20 years of probation and a mere 90 days in jail after he was found guilty of sexual assault on a child, a girl he had met under his care. At church. Boy, this guy looks like a winner. He met the two on at least three occasions. He did this to two girls? It says one, but it says here he met two girls. I misread that. The two met. Okay, never mind. I misread that. The two met on at least three occasions at parks and Hutchinson sexually touched the girl by reaching under her sweatshirt and touching her bra, holding her between her legs, or his legs, and gazed to stars. What?
Gaze at stars, and finally by snuggling with her for 10 minutes and rolling on top of her and pressing his genitals into her hip.
That was poorly written. That was really poorly written.
After the third encounter,
the girl told
her parents.
After the third encounter? Oh, she was only 13 at the time.
She's only 13.
Yeah, she's only 13.
You know.
Hmm.
And she probably was scared to death, not knowing what to do. Here's a trusted person.
Yeah.
She if she if she's really naive, it doesn't say. Well, I don't see where it happened. Denver, sorry.
In Denver, yeah.
Granted, maybe she, I don't know. She might have gotten
The
scared.
father also addressed the 48 other or the 48 other church members who wrote letters in support of Hutchinson and the dozens who sat behind him in support and in court. Fucking Christ. They're standing up for this fucker that raped this girl or molested
Well,
her.
he the
Molested her.
molested the father of the girl is standing up for him.
The father was? Wait a second
Yeah,
here.
okay, you would think that the family's testimony, wait. You would think that the fa this fa the family's testimony, coupled with the admission of guilt from Hutchinson, would have re resulted in universal condemnation. Instead, dozens of church members sent the judge letters of support for Hutchinson, asking her to be lenient. The father also addressed the 48
Okay,
church
that's where I
members who wrote
missed that.
letters, okay, in support of Hutchinson. It was not their daughters who were assaulted. Okay, thank you. I was thinking for a second there that, oh my
Yeah,
God.
no, I was like, I
Thank
didn't get
you.
that. I
Thank
didn't,
you.
no, I didn't, I was like, I didn't get that. The father was with these fuckers. And it's like, whoa, no. So, yeah, no.
Okay.
No, he says here, it's not their daughter who was assaulted, the father said. They need to get over their denial and come to the grips with what this man did and what he could have done to one of their daughters. Yeah, that's always the way it is. It's always somebody else's daughter that they were worried about, or, well, I should say, not worried about. If it's not their kid, don't worry. It's not a big deal. The 48
I
members
think
wanted to
about
defend him. I wonder how many letters of support they wrote to the victim after it became known that she was molested. I would well bet it was
I bet that they
zero.
blamed her.
Yeah.
I bet that they just blamed her. Again, she, especially when they're 13. When I don't really want to blame any rape or molestation victim, but the closer you get to adulthood, the more you realize that there is probably some culpability on the part of the person who's saying that they were molested. But at 13, they might be bitter. They might have an idea that they're going to do something to show somebody, but they do not understand the ramifications
Yeah.
of actions, and this is disgusting. Like you said, that I don't know. I wonder if he's still the
I don't know.
pastor.
Yeah, they're so blinded by their faith that even the sexual assault of one of their own members won't shake their confidence in the man who committed the crime.
Yeah.
That's really sad. That's incredibly sad.
Wow. This is a good story.
It is.
Well, it's disgusting, but it's a good
It's a
story.
good sec. It's a good second. It's a good second story.
Okay, so
This guy thinks I'm a virgin. if he only knew.
wait, this is an older one. Tennessee passes "Don't Say Darwin" bill in the sidebar
Yeah,
there.
I seen that one too. I was like, yeah.
That was at least a week ago, at least.
What else? What other?
Televangelist Rick Joyner denies climate change.
Where do you see that one?
That's at the bottom. Related posts from the friendly atheists. These are probably
Oh, there it
older
is. Yeah,
ones.
those ones are way old.
Although Watch Matt Dillahunty, atheists reflect on impact of the God delusion 10 years after. Okay. So.
Rush Limbaugh thinks solar panels are useless because the sun goes down at night. I'm just gonna look at this real quick. It's just so
Where
fucking
is
funny.
that
It was right at the top there, actually.
Oh, I don't see it at the top
Yes,
of mine.
right above where it says Ann Coulter blames conservative atheists, and you just go up. There's like a link at the very top there.
Oh, you're back on that page.
Yeah. I can send you the
Yes,
link.
I see it there.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just putting
Of all
things
the
in the
racist,
bookmark
ignorant,
spot.
offensive, sexist things Rush Limbaugh has ever said over his years, this one may win the prize for the most objectively wrong statement he's ever made. An urgent warning to millennials, because you know they're going, the only age group that cares about clean energy. Limbaugh mocked solar panels because their inability to work at when the sun isn't present. Oh no, because they're not designed to capture starlight. He thinks solar panels stop working at night, and that's the reason to dismiss them entirely. Well,
the sun's not a star, the sun's a sun.
That's right. The star's not a sun. The sun's not a star. The stars are stars. The sun's not a star. And it doesn't come out, and it's not out at night. So there you go. God damn, these people are... He's fucking stupid. There's a picture here. Fucking his picture of Rush Limbaugh with a nine-inch nails painted on his face.
Thank
it says,
you.
He goes, batteries. How do they work?
Tide goes in, tide goes out.
Tide goes in, tide goes out. Can't explain that.
Oh, that's not a Christian story, though.
No, it's not a Christian story, but it's damn funny.
It is funny. Although Donald Trump to veterans, we need more Christian privilege. Equality is too PC.
Okay, well, that I'm just going to back that one up. That's yesterday's also. We need more more Christian privilege. Donald Trump's Q&A session in Virginia yesterday at a retired American Warriors PAC, the bounty of low light suppressed even in the embrace of Christian coach who couldn't stop proselytizing on the job. I've assembled them in a short video.
Oh, that's okay. That's from Washington State. I heard this on the radio this morning. The coach who was having the kids pray out on the peninsula or north of me.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the rally here in Washington, and Trump addressed him personally. The coach. That's what this is about. Remember that story?
Yeah, I remember that story. That was fucking bizarre. Yeah.
Anyway, so there's a link. There's a hyperlink in the story here, too. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Need more Christian privilege. Jesus Christ. This is just too easy. This is just too easy.
On this day, we were blessed with, in chronological order, Trump speaking of himself more than once in the royal third person.
Uh-huh.
Incoherent ramblings about how all branches of the military are going away, babbling about how we should be doing things with nukes.
Nukes!
Can we
nukes, that solves everything!
I can think of something Trump could do with a nuke.
Yeah.
Besides tan himself with them.
Yeah, suppository. Incomprehensible babbling about how we should do things with nukes. Oh, you just read that. A weird reference to the time, 3 o'clock noon, or 3 noon. 3 noon? Connie, did you know 3 is at noon now?
Well, if Trump said it, it must be true.
Must be true. If it's if Trump said it, must be true. 3 noon. It's 3 noon.
Oh,
shoot. Who would have guessed?
I don't know. He must know. Because
lots more sniffing. I think Donald. Like the sun. I think Donald's on the coke because he's a sniffer. He's missing his cocaine. There's only one.
The 80s, yeah.
That has to be the only thing that explains how fucking bizarre Trump is. He's fucking on cocaine.
Or he did too much of it.
Yes. I suggest that he may improve women in combat, fight transgender rights, and push back against other changes he considers political correctness. He also may step up profiling and ominous other things. What other things?
He's taking vagueness to a new level, heretofore unseen.
Hey, I'm going to do a thing, and that's a thing that you're going to like, and if you don't like it, then that's tough because I like that thing. Can we be any more oblivious?
More vague.
Can you be more vague and can you be more oblivious to reality? Fucking
don't give him a challenge that he could probably rise to.
I'm surprised they don't have him on a ventilator before he, as he's walking out there to remind him to breathe.
And Ann Coulter wants to know why even, you know, again, there's a spectrum of conservatives, you know, Republicans. There are those that lean more towards center. She wants to know why they don't like Trump.
Ugh.
Excuse me.
I'm going to go to, there's another link right at the top right above that. It says United Airlines tells woman to change seats to two Pakistani monks. Don't have to sit next to her. Oh, I'm liking the story. I'm liking the story already.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Usually when we hear about men on planes causing a ruckus over who they're sitting next to, it's the culprits of the Orthodox Jews who claim to be forbidden.
Yes.
Yeah, the Jews. It's the Jews' fault. It's always the Jews. Well, sometimes it is. It depends on the context, of course. Who claim to be forbidden from making any physical contact, including with women who are not their wives. Women who have responded by changing their seats just to avoid conflict and to get on with the flight, or proudly refusing to move because, screw it, why should they? I'm with them. Why the fuck should they? Why the fuck should they have to change their seats? There is no fucking reason why they should have to change their seats. That's just fucking bullshit. Your religion
then
doesn't...
Then they should be forced to buy the seats around them.
Yeah.
So that they aren't touched by anybody.
That's right, they
I'm
should.
I'm sorry. Their religion's not our problem. Guess what? Go and make your own fucking airlines.
Yeah, I can just see I'm just getting a picture of an airplane with a big fucking Jew hat on and long locks flying off the side, flowing backwards underneath the wings.
A Jew hat.
Jew hat on the top of the that's front of the plane with the long hair. You know, like they've got...
Yes, I know. Like I said, it's halal air.
Halal air. If we talk about this story, and I'm thinking we will, I want Chris to add that to the picture.
I'm making a note as we speak. We talked about Jews, and we made the jokes. Why? This is something we already said, too. It's like, why don't they just make their own airline?
Yeah, why don't they just make their own airline?
You ended like their church, and again, I don't mean to pick on the Hebrews, but it's like, okay, so all the men can sit in the front of the airplane, all the women can sit in the back.
Yeah,
that makes good business sense. I'm not going to make a money grubbing joke. That's not meant that way at all.
Right.
Why aren't they doing that? If there's really a need for this,
right,
then that's what they should do.
One second here. This the guy that's been telling me to kill myself here, he says, I'm uninteresting. Why don't you just leave then, dude? If I'm not interesting, I must be incredibly interesting to you because you just keep saying shit. Why don't you, if you don't like it, why don't you go away? No one's asking to be here.
La, 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 la from him.
Yeah. And he keeps, and he goes, tells me to kill myself again. Wow, you're a really nice guy.
He's like the adults in the, well, no, he's not like the adults.
He's
I'm
he's
sorry.
A child. This guy's a child.
On Charlie Brown, you know, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. You're just noise.
Yeah,
you're just
noise. Go away.
Go watch PewDiePie
Go watch PewDiePie.
Campos seems funny.
Yeah, I've never watched him.
I watched him a couple times.
I refuse to watch him. out of principle, I refuse to watch him.
Well, my son and his girlfriend, they were watching PewDiePie. I'm like, oh, that's PewDiePie. Okay. Anyway. Back to United Airlines.
Back to this airline. Campos, stunned, eventually wrote a letter to the CEO of United calling for change of policy. Not because she has any desire to disrespect and other cultures, but because United shouldn't be acquiescing to ridiculous beliefs that could jeopardize other passengers or mess with the safety protocols. I completely agree. And the letter said, in part, what if we were handicapped or transgender? What if your entire flight crew were female? Any belief would prevent individuals from interacting with females should not travel on commercial aircraft. I completely agree. She got a reply from United that they said that they would look into it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for bringing this to my attention. We'll look right into it. Trash.
You know that scene at the end of Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, where they take the Ark into that big warehouse with all the boxes?
Yeah, we got top men looking into it. Top men.
Top
what
men.
Top men? Top men.
Man.
Top men. Oh, okay. And then she says she didn't hear from them ever again.
Mm-hmm. Dum dum dum.
Yeah.
Dum-da-dum.
This almost got Indiana Jones written on it.
I know.
I like this. All right. This is a possible first story. This is a possible first story.
Let's, I agree.
Let's see if we can find another one, just in case. I want another story possible for this here. I've been looking. Now, this one here, I'm not sure if we're ready to tackle this story yet, but I'll just send it to you. Because I don't know how old it is, because it just kind of popped up here. It looks like it's new. According to the link here, it says Poland's abortion ban proposal near collapse after mass protests.
Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about. I have been so out of touch.
I didn't even, this just kind of popped up on here. Louise. A controversial proposal to ban abortion in Poland appears to have collapsed. Yay! After senior politicians from the ruling Law and Justice Party, oh my God. Their initials is P, lowercase I, capital S. It's piss! Backed away from its after a parliamentary committee urged the MPs to vote it down following mass protests. Yeah. Downvote the piss! Don't vote the piss out of the piss.
I'm trying to imagine what the picture this week is going to be.
Oh, the Justice and Human Rights Community, which reviews proposed legislation, recommended that Parliament reject the bill following a wave of protests earlier in the week that appeared to have caught the right-wing government off guard. Interesting. In a humiliating climb down, PISS members, who had referred to the legislation to the committee less than 2 weeks ago, threw it out. The Liberal MP and former Prime Minister, Ewa Kopacz, whatever, told the reporters that PISS had backtracked because it was scared by all the women who had hit the streets in protest. Dan, there's a lot of women out here.
That's generally considered a prostate problem.
There's a lot of women out here, and I think they all want to talk to you. They don't look.
If the poll was interrupted.
Yeah, they don't. They don't look exactly happy to see you, and they're not exactly getting naked. If you know what I'm saying.
I can see why he would go inverted at that point.
Yeah, I would say so. Whoa, a lot of women. They want to kill you. No.
Grab your family jewels.
I bet you he put on an iron sack at that point.
Iron codpiece. Yes.
Iron cod or stainless steel or something. Tens of thousands of people boycotted work and classes on Monday to protest against the proposals, which, if enacted, would impose a blanket ban on abortion, including in instances of pregnancy as a result of rape or incest. Holy motherfuck. About 30,000 people dressed in black gathered in wretched weather in Warsaw's Castle Square chanting, "We want doctors, not missionaries," and carrying place cards bearing the message such as, "My uterus, my opinion, and women just want to have fun, demento rights."
Oh, yes. Oh, you guys rock.
That's nice. That's just fucking awesome. We should have shit happening like this around here. If shit like that happens when Republicans do the shit that they do, fucking Republicans are fucking menaces. They should all be taken out and beaten in with an inch of their life.
I think that's a really good reason to talk about this, is because this is, you know.
Yes.
God. Oh, yes. Oh, good.
All right.
For
do you want to dump? Do you want this as the second story then?
Yes, or the first? What? Halal air. Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. Then we'll do this one for the second story. We'll do the Pakistani monks as our first story.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Find out whatever the top, whether the headdress is for the Pakistani monks are, if you can, and okay. have Chris put that on the top of the airplane.
Okay.
It's just a hat, after all. I think we do this week logical fallacy, or is we doing
It should be logical fallacy. That's what I didn't remember.
Okay.
Because we did deities last.
Okay, yeah, we did deities last. I thought we did deities the last time. So we're doing the logical fallacy this week.
And true or troll.
And true or troll.
Yep.
All righty. So you're okay. Going to take care of the true or troll then.
Yes.
All right, very good. I'm wondering why Meerkat is down. It's so odd.
Might be the hurricane.
Oh, that's possible.
Hurricane Matthew.
Yeah, Hurricane Matthew came blowing through. I'm wondering if that's why they're down. I guess maybe that's where the servers are.
Behind Matthew is Mark, Luke, and John. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aha. I see what you did there.
You know, I know you probably miss all the corn that I bring.
Yes, I do miss all the corn that you bring. I was running out of corn in my freezer. Connie, thank you for filling it back up.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Here's a corn piece.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yep. All righty then. And then, okay, then that wraps up the meeting for this week.
Yes, it does.
We'll be on live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokesat if you would like to join us at 9 p.m. Central Time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 8 p.m. Mountain Time. If you'd like, go and check out our second podcast, The Atheist, the Bible, and the Wardrobe. A new episode will be dropping on Friday at 7 a.m. At least it should drop at 7 a.m. WordPress gets a little finicky when it's not been fed. So
feed me, Seymour.
Feed me, Seymour.
All night long.
So yeah, go ahead and check that out, and we'll see you then. Have a good night, everybody. You can say good night, Connie.
Oh, good night. Sorry.
Good night.
Good night.